And this is WHTC in Holland. It's time now for Talk of the Town, the program in which you, the listeners, participate with your telephone calls. Our Talk of the Town number is 395-1450. Our guest this morning is City Manager Ryan Cotton. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, Duke.
And this morning I was very pleasantly surprised I could go down Washington Avenue and it was open, no barricade, no nothing. It was smooth sailing.
Well, I'm glad to hear you liked it, and I'm glad to thank our engineering department and our contractor and everyone for making that happen on time. I do have a little bit of bad news, though. We had, during the construction, someone who avoided the barricades and went through wet concrete.
So
there's a 100-foot section. It's not real visible to the untrained eye, but over time we'll have some maintenance trouble. So in about 2 weeks,
we're going to do it over.
We're going to need to have that dug up.
Uh-huh.
Fortunately, it's not the taxpayers' cost. It's not the city's cost. It's going to have to be someone else's cost,
yeah.
Liability associated with the contract. So, anyway, that will be some inconvenience. It will not make sense to a lot of people, but those are the facts. It'll be that way for around 10 days while the concrete cures. Traffic, of course, will still work a lot better than it did over the summer, but for a 100-foot section, there'll be a little neck down.
Meanwhile, we have 24th Street to contend with yet.
Correct. 24th Street, I don't know if people are wondering why that wasn't opened on time, but it's this simple. There's water lines underneath that the BBW needed to replace, and those water lines need to be chlorinated in a way that is maintained safety for 50, 80 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they need to pass certain tests. And those tests were not passed initially, so changes were made, and they were passed eventually, but that means we lost a week or so.
Yeah.
So to catch up and to take advantage of the contractor's pavement window, we will be inconveniencing the public on Saturday, and very rarely, but we will need to inconvenience the public on Sunday also,
mm-hmm.
while we do the final pavement work. And so want the community to know they might want to avoid that area on Saturday and Sunday, and we will get it done and be ready to go by school time on Monday.
Well, good.
With the one exception, right near the railroad tracks, some of that disrupted area, there's also some water pipe testing, chlorination testing having to take place associated with that work, and that if we don't get the results back the way we need them this week, then that will be a small area that will be paved at a later point.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. We're here with the city manager, and if you have a question, give us a call, 395-1450. Our lines are open for you. And I see where Rockford has had a problem with their chlorination system. It wasn't getting into the water, and they had to close the whole system down.
That's right. I don't know what caused that, so I don't know how that compares. This, of course, is something very different.
It's
a localized situation. But yeah, I feel for the community. That's got to be very disruptive.
Everything has to work. That's the whole thing.
Everything's connected. They're all systems.
Right.
If one system fails, others go with it. So.
Yeah. What else do you want to talk about this morning? We got a call right now. Let's take that call. And, good morning. You're online with the city manager.
Yes. Does he have any idea when they might be doing Ottawa Beach Road that is pretty poor?
That's outside the city, but maybe he has an idea. I don't know.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm afraid that I do not have an idea. I know that the Macatawa Area Coordinating Council has what's known as a TIP program associated with the state MDOT funding, so they probably have a list that would show it.
Should get a call with a check with the County Road Commission.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Good morning. You're online with the city manager.
Good morning. Just a comment on the South Washington project. Coincidentally, I came up there last night and found bumps on the inside lane of the northbound side. There is some roughness to it yet.
Yeah, well, somebody went through it went through the barricade.
So that was that particular lane then?
It's around 35th Street is where that happened.
Now this is up between Family Fair and Foria Street.
Hmm. Well, thank you for calling and reporting that. We'll take a look at it.
All right. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you. All right. What's next on your agenda there?
want to remind people that there is an election coming up, and if you need to register to vote, October 7th is the deadline, and people can register at City Hall or the Secretary of State's office.
Okay, and this is for city officials?
Correct. There's an election in November, and there's several council members' elections and also several other don't recall the other county or other elections, but there will be a number of things to vote on.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we want to be sure people register.
Be sure you're registered.
I also want to point out, we talked about street construction. We're going to have some resurfacing work on Lincoln Avenue here towards the end of the month, as well as East 26th and West 22nd and West 23rd, a little bit on College Avenue, and Regent Boulevard and Cranberry Court. So that work is repaving, and it's pretty easy in.
It goes pretty fast.
But we do want people to know our construction projects are in full swing. I also want to remind or let people know about the Civil War muster this Saturday and Sunday at Admiralty Farms. This time, they're going to be focusing on a Battle of Gettysburg, Little Round Top, and that's at 2 p.m. They're also going to reenact Chancellorsville. So if people are interested in that, the same battles, two different days back-to-back. You can also go to church on Sunday at 10 a.m. at Van Walter Farms in front of the old farmhouse where, of course, we had a Civil War veteran, relative of the Van Raltes. That was his homestead.
Right.
So people are welcome to attend that event.
Mm-hmm. Well, it should be a pretty good weekend. I looked at the weather here, and temperatures will be up around 82 degrees. So
that's good. It rained last year. So
yes, it did.
This is much better.
Well, that happened during the Civil War, too. They didn't.
It was probably realistic. Absolutely. I want to just congratulate Captain Messer and Chief Messer and Captain Dykstra last night. They were honored for the work that the police sergeant did in sending 21 boxes to Afghanistan. It was in the paper this morning, and just want to thank them for their leadership and helping make that happen for our soldiers.
Yeah, yeah, indeed. All right.
Should I keep going?
Keep going there. You're doing well.
Our Windmill Island Gardens fundraising is going well. We have around, in funds secured, around close to $750,000. We have a $2.1 million total budget for all the pathway work to Windmill Island Gardens, the bridge to Holland Charter Township, of course, repair of the windmill, repair of the organ, repair of the carousel, basically just the whole renovation of the area and opening up to be more like a central park in ways that it's not now inviting. So there's a lot that will be programmed and a lot that will change with these investments. So I just want to remind people, if they're interested in that, there are up to 5-year pledges being accepted, and they can either contact the City Hall, the Mayor's Office, or the Holland Zealand Community Foundation and make their pledge. So although that sounds like a large number, we have grants we're going for, and there's contributions from both the City of Holland and Holland Charter Township being discussed. So our target is not that big compared to the total. It's only about 400,000 more. So we're rounding the corner. I want to encourage people to help us get over the top.
Okay, and the work has started on the windmill now, the repair work?
Correct. The crew from the Hollands, from the Netherlands, is here. The Elsingen Volkers is the general contractor. The bridge has been shored up and changed so it can hold the crane. Not sure if the crane has crossed the bridge yet, but it will shortly, if not. And the windmill will be under construction next 4 to 6 weeks intensively.
Very good. Very good.
It will be turning again.
Yeah. That's great.
All yes.
Right. Time out for a word here. We'll be right back with our guest. If you have a question for the city manager.
On WHTC in the Morning with Red Kingman. Friday mornings, it's the Hope Sports Roundtable on WHTC.com and 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown sports station.
We're here with the city manager this morning, and if you have a question for him, you may call us at 395-1450. Our line is open, and we'll have the winter coming upon us before long, and I suppose we have all the salt we need for the winter.
Yes. And now I'll double-check that. I'm pretty sure we do. Scott's in the, is really good about that, so thank you.
Yeah. Well, we've got to work ahead on these things.
Absolutely. You keep us on our toes. I appreciate that.
Well, there's been winters when we ran short of salt.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
We have a lot of streets in town and people that need to get where they're going, and
yeah,
that would not be good.
Of course, I recall times in the city that we were getting around with the help of the National Guard and snowmobiles and that sort of thing.
No kidding.
Yes.
Huh.
Yes, I think it was 1968 when we were in that situation for a day or two.
Wow. Well, let's not have it happen again.
We'll try not, for your sake.
Thank you. Budgets and
all. All right. 395-1450 is our number here. And what else did you have on your list this morning?
Well, an interesting statistic, can't say that word, from our finance department I wanted to share with the group. 4 years ago, when the economy was really not doing well, we only had 88% of the tax bills that were paid up by the end of August.
Yeah.
And that was down. Well, things are much better now. 95% of the tax bills were paid up. So people are able to make ends meet better than they were, and that's just one indication of the improving economy.
It is indeed, and I think it's going to continue to improve for a little while. Maybe not a boom, but still it will improve, I'm sure. And with a lot of people working again in the area, I think our percentage of unemployed is going down.
Exactly. I've been in two industries in the last 2 weeks, part of Lakeshore Advantage work that they do every year, and I assist. And both employers are looking for people. One had 12 open positions, and another was looking for skilled welders.
Yeah.
So things are much better, and it's a great thing to be in a community where we're able to keep people employed.
Right. And, of course, when the when we begin construction on the power plant, that will be another job available.
That's a big job for
a
lot of
people.
That's
a big job.
Yes. Yep. We're a few, maybe a year or so out from that, but eventually that will make a huge difference to employment as well as to that neighborhood. I do want to talk about employment in relation to youth. We had a program this year that was three-quarters funded by a donor, and the city put in $5,000, and it was to employ at-risk youth. We had 12 youth and two leaders that we partnered with Escape Ministries to find who they were. And we wanted to give them opportunity to do public service. So Collin Park Boardwalk is all repainted. There's a new fence associated with Bowles Pool that was constructed. A lot of brush was cleared away where it was getting in the way of people walking or security purposes. Trash picked up. And I just want to thank these youth who really demonstrated a commitment to their community. They were not paid a lot, but it was their first paycheck. So
mm-hmm.
to them, it was huge. And I think it was a win-win situation. I'm pleased to say that it looks like that funding will probably be doubled next year.
Really?
And that means that many more youth can find meaningful work and be connected in a way that maybe otherwise they were not getting well directed in
mm-hmm.
life to do. So with that comes a call for more employers. If there are employers listening who have handwork, because these youth are 14, 15, 16, 17, they can't use power tools, but we have plenty of handwork at the city, yet we cannot, handle that many additional youth, and there are certainly about 10 times that many that could benefit from having a way to contribute to society
mm-hmm.
in this way. So we're putting a call out to employers who have handwork that want to contact my office and put up some of the funding. At least a quarter of the funding, maybe a half, then we can make this happen with them as well. And it's a good thing for the community, and I think the employers will find it's a good thing for themselves as well. So that is something we want to grow next year and hopefully do everything we can to eliminate the gang problem. And this is one of the reasons we're working on this.
I see many of these, I call them kids because they're younger than I am, but working on the city parks and so on as I go back and forth to work.
Mm-hmm.
And they all seem to be working pretty hard.
We have some really good groups from the different high schools, 18 years on up, that run our power equipment, keep our flowers in good shape. And, it's a team effort, but we were voted one of the 15 prettiest communities in the country.
That's great.
You know, that doesn't come without that effort. So everyone can feel grateful and proud of that. And then these youth are younger than that. And they're people who normally probably maybe wouldn't be getting jobs until they're 18. And yet this is really what they need in life at this point. So
okay.
During the summertime.
Time out for a word. We'll be right back with the city manager if you have a question.
For years, we can help, but only if you let us. 616-361-8400. This is David Carrier, your family's personal attorney.
Now a look at Holland's hometown forecast brought to you by the Wooden Shoe Restaurant. Come in for lunch and pick a pair. And for today, we can expect partly cloudy with a high of 77, clear tonight with a low of 51, and tomorrow a few clouds with a high of 83. Saturday, isolated thunderstorms with a high of 83, and Sunday, more sun and clouds with a high of 80. Right now we're looking at 58 degrees in the Tulip City. And we no longer have a water temperature out at the beach because it's after the holiday. So we're here with the city manager this morning, and if you have a question for him, you may call us at 395-1450. Our line is open for you. And all right, got anything else this morning, Ryan?
Large projects being talked about a lot these days. One is Project Clarity, and it's something the Outdoor Discovery Center, the McIntyre Area Coordinating Council, the Brooks family, the DeVos family, and many others have supported. And I want to let the community know that with $11.9 million that could be fundraised, we could have much, much, much cleaner water in Lake Makatawa. So people who are interested in that project can Google Project Clarity or talk to the Makatawa Area Coordinating Council and make their support known. I also want to let people know that the Civic Center is, that research is continuing to evolve. Our next meeting on that is September 18th at the City Council. We learned from our survey that 55% of the community would like to see it renovated, 22% would like to see major upgrades. So that's way over a majority that want to see something good happen there.
Right.
So City Council is talking about exactly what that would look like, whether it would include some meeting spaces in addition to the recreational and sporting events, and also how it would connect to 8th Street and 8th Street to the waterfront to downtown. So anyone who's interested in that subject is welcome to attend that meeting or let their thoughts be known in advance, myself or council members, about the Civic Center and what should happen there.
I know I talked briefly with the mayor about it, and I guess we weren't even on the air when we were talking. I said windows and air conditioning and cushions on the seats.
All of those are being planned. Absolutely.
Because I like this. I think it's a good facility, and it's a shame to tear it down.
As they say, it has good bones.
Yes.
It does need to be freshened up a bit, though. So we have a lot of users of it who value it, and during the summer, if we can get it air-conditioned, the user base will probably increase by a third.
Right. And even during tulip time, there's times when I was at programs there that was very very warm in there.
Exactly. Warm because of our community and also warm for other reasons.
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
Indeed. So I think we can still get some use out of that. And to us who have been around here a while, it seems like still a new facility.
Very interesting. All right. I have completed my list.
You've completed your list. So, all right. Well, if you have something you want to talk to the city manager about, you can call us at 395-1450. Our line is open. Did you have a committee working on the Civic Center?
There have been two committees in the past. We decided to do kind of an ad hoc one this time that included members of the various groups that use the Civic Center. Mm-hmm. So we reached out to Holland Christian, to Holland Chorale, Symphony. We also included our recreation staff, of course, and we've invited other people to visit with us and speak to the Conventions and Visitors Bureau. And basically anyone that I haven't mentioned that has an idea, please get back to me at r.cotton@cityofholland.com.
Good morning. You're online with the city manager.
Good morning, Juke, and good morning, Mr. Cotton. Just a question. I think this has been addressed before, but the property on the BPW on 24th and Hastings, that looks like such a mess. Is anything going to be ever done with that? It looks like it really needs to be mowed or taken care of. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, that's something you can add to your list.
Well, thank you very much for mentioning that. Of course, some of it is a detainage area for water, stormwater. But some of it is high as well, so I imagine that's what she's speaking of. I will look into that. Thank you.
Okay. Good morning. You're online with the city manager.
Yes, thanks. I'm curious. I have a question. There's been animals at large in my residence running loose through the neighborhood, and I've called 911 and animal control numerous times over the last few months, and I'm always told that he's not in, they're not in, he's on vacation, to call back at 1 or call back the next day, and they'll return my call. I'm not allowed to leave a message or anything. Who would I contact in regards to that? Because usually they put me through, even if I call the 800 number, they put me through to 911 dispatch, but I haven't been able to resolve the issue, and there's a large number of animals running the neighborhood, that pit bulls and stuff. I can't seem to get anybody to come out or return my call or anything. I'll hang up and listen.
Thank you.
Well, I'm surprised to hear that. Thank you for calling. We do have an officer that deals with those types of events. So I'm not sure why 911 hasn't dispatched an officer in lieu of that person if he was not on duty. So let me look into that from our police chief standpoint as well as 911 and see what is going on. Of course, it's an emergency. If someone's getting a bit or threatened, our 911 is there to have a police officer respond and take care of it. But something more proactive associated with animal control long term, I would like to know about it. So in between items, a rabid raccoon or something, we definitely need to have you get a response. So thank you for calling.
Okay. Good morning. You're online with the city manager.
Yes, I just want to commend the city on Washington Boulevard. The great job that was done on there. I know it's been taking a while, but and all the road construction there was kind of a pain. But, boy, what a beautiful job that it has been. I just came down it yesterday. I don't live in the city, but I think the city really did a commendable job on that.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. That's very nice of you to take the time to call. Brian White is our city engineer. Of course, he worked with Michigan Department of Transportation officials and our contractor. So I will pass that along.
Okay. Good.
Good morning. You're online with the city manager.
Can you tell me who we would call to have a street light fix that's not working? It's on 40th Street, just east of Pine Ridge Christian School's driveway, and it's been out for quite a while.
Hmm. Well, you've called the right person, so okay. Juke knows how to get things done, and thanks for letting me know, and I will work on that.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Well, frequently people don't know the right department to call in order to get some things done. There's the street department, of course, and there's the BPW, and there's the water and sewer department, and then we have the city manager.
I imagine, and it takes a lifetime to learn all those details.
It does.
But we like to have redundancy as well, so calling you works too.
It does. Good morning. You're online with the city manager.
Hi. I'm just wondering if anything is ever going to be done with those two properties on the corner of 32nd and the highway. They are just looking horrible for people who come into our town. Thank you.
Thank you.
I could not agree more. And it revolves around personal property rights. They have both had various actions resulting in additional improvements, but they're bare minimum.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to find a way to attract new interested parties to redevelop, purchase, and do something different there. And I have had initial activities in that regard. No luck so far, but we'll keep working at it.
Okay, good. And it looks like we're out of time for today, Ryan. I thank you very much for being our guest here on the program today.
My pleasure. You bet.